This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A coalition of pro-life groups has created a boycott of the sales of Girl Scout cookies over that organization's ties to the Planned Parenthood abortion business. Though it says it takes no position specifically on the issue of abortion, parents, churches, pro-life activists have long complained how Girl Scouts promotes pro-abortion groups and activists as role models. President Obama says he will veto the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act passed by the U.S. House Tuesday. The move may be designed to make the president take the heat for any legislator who votes against the bill. Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers is being attacked by pro-abortion advocates for being, of all things, just too quaint. An MSNBC host asked where her display of needlepoint was. Conservatives have lit up Twitter asking if this might be the real war on women. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Attorneys for Hobby Lobby have informed LifeNews.com that briefs filed with the Supreme Court are opposing the HHS mandate by a margin of 3-1. At least one brief makes it very clear that if the HHS mandate is not struck down, it becomes a simple matter for the government to insert unlimited abortion funding on demand in place of merely contraception. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.